The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
Hello, world. This is DJ Pre-K with the John Clay Wolf Show, and y'all already know what time it is. It's time for another throwback jam. And it's tough times out here. We got to get it how we live, and John ain't no different. When the family is in town and your children have the hunger of a wolf, you get your fingers bit trying to dip in the fajitas. But our man always has a plan, so let's just see if his son is with it.
So last night, we go to Uncle Julio's. My mother-in-law's in town. They're from Denmark.
Oh.
My in-laws. She's leaving today while we're on the radio. Bye, Bettina. Bye. We'll miss you. So, do you want to go to Julio's? My mom wants Mexican food before she goes back to home to Denmark.
Sure.
Okay. Probably hard to find over there.
Probably hard to find. The Mexican cuisine in Europe is not on point. Grab Maddox, meet us up there. Okay, Maddox is 15. I get him. He's got on Adidas sneakers, Adidas sweats, and a white T-shirt and floppy hair. 15-year-old.
Ooh-wee, baby.
And right. So we get up there, and she ordered fajitas for two for Max and I. I said, oh, order me fajitas. And I got there, it's fajitas for two. That's really not a good deal at Julio's. You know, it's like a dollar less if you get it for two, but it's just not as much food. And I was looking at the table when we got there. The good news is when I got to the restaurant, the food had just delivered. So you don't have to sit there and talk to everybody. And I look at my sixth grade son. I said, hey, this is a lesson in timing, young man. This is good timing. Sit down, your tea's ready, your food's ready, bada bing, bada boom. However, my son, the 15-year-old, just plows right through it all. Because it's a plate, double fajitas, and he just rips through it. I had one piece.
Oh.
One piece.
He's a really good dad.
And I'm looking at him, and my wife just makes the comment when he got up to go to the bathroom. She said, God, Max, you look like a Ukrainian. Because we bust on each other's balls, too. But he looked very European, because he is European. He's Danish.
Yeah.
But he had on these sweats and this white T-shirt and these Adidas. And he's more kind of emo-y rocker than that. Yeah. But she said, Jesus, you look like you're from the Ukraine. And I said, I should look like I'm from the Ukraine because I'm hungry. So we start this whole thing about him eating all the food. And I said, here's the deal when the waiter comes up. I'm going to talk... I'm going to say that you're a Ukrainian refugee and that we brought you over here and that you ate all the food and I'm really hungry and I think we need some more, and we'll see if he offers to do it on the house. Because truth be known, the serving was a little short. It wasn't quite, if we weighed it, it wasn't all there.
It wasn't there?
It wasn't all there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did fajitas for two and it was like fajitas for one and a half. You know, it just wasn't all there. So I deserved a little more free food, but I didn't want to start a scene. So I thought we could do it in comedy.
Make a
makes
story.
Sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
I like your approach.
Thank you. Thank you. And then my mother-in-law's there, and she's extremely tan. I mean, I don't know what the deal is with her, but like tan, but she looks very European. And then my wife, you know, she could go however. She looks California, Swedish, Danish, whatever. But the kid, the way he was dressed... And his hair flopping, we could pull him off as comrade.
He's like those young Russians in the early seasons of The Sopranos, right?
Yes.
Christopher Moltisanti's friends.
Yes, yes.
Adidas on everything.
On everything. So the guy comes up, and I told Max, I'm like, I'm going to talk to you like you don't understand English. And you go along with this, all right? And just say beef. That's all I want you to say.
Beef.
Beef. Waiter comes back, huh? Very good waiter, fast talker. Hi, everybody, everything okay? You know, any more iced tea? Any more anything? Any more chips? Any more? And I look at Max. Maximilian! And I'm waving my hand in front of his face. Are you still hungry? You look hungry. Do you want some more chicken? Chicken or beef? Beef. And he looks at me, and the waiter's looking at him. No, Dad, I'm all good. I'm full.
No.
And then I'm just look at the waiter and I'm just like, just bring me some more damn fajitas, dude. Damn kids, they all my food.
All right, y'all know what to do. Hit us up on johnclaywolf.com. You can check out old episodes on there. You know, stay up to date with what we got going on. Get cool gear. We got hats, shirts, all that. Hit us up on Facebook. You know, search John Clay Wolf Show. We're on Instagram. John's on Twitter. You know, you can holler at all of us, okay? You know how to spell it, okay? We appreciate y'all listening. Keep on rocking with us.